2 Samuel 5, verse 17 through 25, these are God's words. Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And Yahweh said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "Yahweh has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore David inquired of Yahweh and said, and he said, "You shall not go up, circle round behind them, and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then Yahweh will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." And David did so, as Yahweh commanded him. And he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Well, the Lord had said that he would be saving Israel by David's hand. If you look back at chapter 3, you will see Abner reminding the people of what they have heard, and that is, "Yahweh has spoken of David," verse 18, "by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies." So here is the first part of that starting to be fulfilled. Of course, the Lord had already defeated Philistines multiple times by the hand of David. But here is the first time after he's been anointed king. Earlier in the chapter, the tribes have anointed David as their new king. And the Philistines hear about that anointing. So, verse 17, "Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel," which, of course, the northern tribes joined the southern tribe in doing in verse 3. "And the Philistines go and they deploy themselves in the valley of Rephaim." Now here's a difference between Saul, who was a king after the people's own heart. Remember, he was the one that God gave them when the people said, "Give us a king like the other nations." So he gave them one that is head and shoulders above everybody else, one who does things his own way, one who disobeyed the Lord's commands, and so forth. But we see twice here that when the Philistines go to Rephaim in verse 18, David inquires of Yahweh in verse 19. When the Philistines go to Rephaim in verse 22, David inquires of Yahweh in verse 23. So the first thing we see about how God saves by the hand of David is by revealing himself as the speaking and guiding God. One of the differences between David and Saul is that David treasures or prizes, values the fact that Yahweh is one of whom he can inquire, and Yahweh is one who speaks to him. The Lord is also one to whom we can bring our problems. He invites us, even commands us, to pray to him. And he has spoken to us every word of Scripture. So he loves to reveal himself, or he reveals himself, is pleased to reveal himself as the speaking and guiding God, which he does in this chapter for David, and which he does in our lives. And so we know that he is glorified by our praying and our studying his word, and are listening to and obeying his word. He also reveals himself as the God who is both powerful in enabling us to do what he calls us to do, and even without us, and especially without us, that he loves to display his own power. So if you look at both of these defeats of the Philistines, David is asking, will you deliver them into my hand? And Yahweh says to David, in verse 19, I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. And David gives the place a new name, Master of Bursting Through. And he gives it that name, verse 20, saying, Yahweh has burst through my enemies before me like a bursting of water. It's a very vivid word picture by which he gave the place its name. And it reminds us that the Lord himself is the one who is powerful. And again, verse 24, when you hear the sound of the marching of the top of the mulberry trees, you should advance quickly, for then Yahweh will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. So there's an emphasis here on God and his almighty power, that he doesn't just enable us, although we need him to, or we wouldn't have any ability whatsoever, but that in addition to what he enables us to do, he exercises his almighty power on our behalf. So he is the speaking and guiding God, and he is the powerful and delivering God, and then he's also the wise and creative God. He doesn't do the same thing the same way all the time. And so when things don't seem exactly like they did before, we ought not panic, because it is often our wise God's plan to do things differently. Very, very similar situations in the two deliverances here. The Philistines go up to Rephaim. And then again, the Philistines go up to Rephaim. David inquires of Yahweh. David inquires of Yahweh. First time, Yahweh says, go up. But the second time, he says, do not go up. Circle round behind. And the Lord gives a different signal. And the battle goes according to different sequence. And yet, the result is still the Lord powerfully delivers his people. And so we must remember that the Lord is free, and that he is wise, and he often does things in very different ways than he does at other times, and according to different timing, and so forth. So we can both trust his wisdom, even when we might be tempted to say, well, this isn't what he did before, and also praise his wisdom, because he is always carrying out his promises. And now we have not just David, who inquires of Yahweh and does according to what Yahweh says, although imperfectly, but we have Christ, who always lives to intercede for us and has perfectly done according to what the Lord says. And so we have an even greater mediator and a greater king. And our God is pleased to reveal himself as our God, and in response to our king and our priest, the Lord Jesus, and our prophet, still as the God who speaks to us in his word, and guides us, and commands us to call upon his name, the God who has almighty power to deliver us, and the God who is perfectly wise in all of his plans for how every situation will fall out for us. So let us come before him together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us not merely David, but your own Son, our Lord Jesus, to be our King and our Deliverer, and that you reveal yourself as our great Savior. We pray that you would make us quick to call upon your name, to avail ourselves of prayer, and that you'd make us diligent in studying your word and submissive in obeying. We pray that you would help us to trust your power and to praise it, not to be impressed with ourselves or our abilities, but in addition to being entirely dependent upon you for our own power, that we would hope in your power apart from and infinitely beyond ours. Help us, O God, to follow the instruction of your word, but not to be discouraged by your providence when it is different in one time than it was at a different time. We thank you that you always act according to your character, so that we can know that whatever you are doing is always perfectly wise and infinitely powerful and perfectly faithful to your promises, to your love. Help us, Lord, to remember and these truths about you and to live in light of these truths about you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.